This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, send a message. Aaron will read it. Twitter is at Fred Power, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that too. Miss the first hour. Just kind of lots of sportsy stuff. You know, some towel jokes. A little baseball.
Would never do that.
A little Texans draft history. Not good. A little bit of everything. So it'll be available on Podcast Arena at some point.
What about when they drafted JJ Watt? That was good.
That worked out. Yeah.
Actually, I don't think you were available on Podcast Arena anymore. We've gone away from Podcast Arena.
Yeah, that's right.
Arena.
I forgot about that. We're on just ESPN975.com.
Yeah.
I believe. So, I don't know if you saw this, but your guy Dana White, not real happy with Jake Paul trying to fight former MMA guys all the time now. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, he lot of F-bombs, basically.
Give me the edited version.
Do you have the audio, Aaron?
No, I didn't get an edited
version. Oh, okay.
No. Well, was a lot. It was a lot of bleep, 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 bleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it made Chris Ariola sound like he was in church yesterday.
All right.
But okay, I'll do my best.
Do it in a Dana voice.
I can't really do a Dana voice. Why don't you go fight a bleeping boxer? What the bleep do these guys keep talking to UFC guys for? I'm going to have to slap them with another bleeping legal letter. These bleeping idiots. Go talk to bleeping boxers. What are you doing? So that, how many bleeps was that?
Four.
Okay. I think that was four. Two, three, four, five.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Five of them. You know what? I'm kind of with him on that a little bit. It's like, dude, go get some boxers.
I mean, I get that, you know, these cross sport fights are going to bring in money. And the truth is, Jake Paul's not trying to fight like a real boxer who's 6-0, 7-0, because I can tell you how that ends.
Yeah, he knows that too.
And once he loses, the money train is gone.
Yeah, I think it depends. If he actually puts up a good fight against somebody respectable, then, yeah, it's kind of like Conor McGregor. You know, Conor McGregor's still going to be popular as long as I think it'll start to wane a little bit if he keeps losing, but yeah, he's still going to put up big numbers. You see Jermaine Charlo was all praising Jake Paul. So a lot of boxers would like to be able to do that.
Yeah, I bet they would. Yeah. You mean make a lot of money for fighting guys who've never boxed before? Yeah, a lot of boxers would like to do that.
That's the other Paul, by the way, that's fighting Mayweather.
Allegedly. I don't even know how real that is, Logan Paul.
Yeah. Listen, I can't keep track of them.
There's Chris, Cliff, Jake, and Logan. They're all brothers.
And Hunter? Isn't there a Hunter?
Isn't there a Greg, too?
That's Greg Paulus. Former Notre Dame quarterback. You're thinking of a different guy.
What about Bobby?
No, that's Bobby Hurley is who you're thinking of. Not all white guys are the same.
Oh, isn't there a Jeff Harbaugh Paul?
There is a Jeff Harbaugh.
A Jeff Harbaugh Paul.
No,
he's got
no.
The hyphen.
No, yeah. No, he didn't marry into the Paul family.
Well, I mean, sometimes people just change their name and add a hyphen for no reason.
Oh, it's Uncle Cliff and Uncle Jake. And Uncle Logan.
Jake is the one that looks roided up, right?
Well, Jake is the one that just fought Ken Askren.
Yeah.
He and Logan Paul look very similar to me. Chris Paul and Cliff Paul I can tell apart because Cliff wears glasses.
Yes. Right.
Otherwise, they're basically the same person. But Jake Paul and Logan Paul, neither one of them wears glasses, so it's very difficult to tell them apart.
I didn't know who any of these guys were until they started doing the boxing stuff. So I'm not big on YouTube stars. It's just not something, because to me, YouTube, and this is showing my age, For me, YouTube is for kids getting hit with bowling balls or the grape stomp lady. Funny videos.
I missed that grape stomp lady video.
Yeah.
So funny.
I mean, that's what I like YouTube for. Like, but I think my.
I mean, that's honestly why the internet was created, right?
It should have been, right? And there was that great video of the water buffaloes versus the lions versus the crocodiles. It was like a 6-minute video where a baby water buffalo is getting chewed up by lions, and then a crocodile comes and steals it, and it's chewing it up, and then a whole herd of water buffaloes show up and chase off everybody, and the thing had been getting its ass kicked for 6 minutes, just pops right up and walks off with its mom.
Yeah.
Very cool video. That's what YouTube is to me. I mean, that, and sometimes I listen to music on it, but that's, yeah, I don't like watch a bunch of channels, like what people are doing. Maybe I should.
What was it? Was it a video where like a lion or a tiger or something that pulled that crocodile out of the river?
Oh, that was a leopard maybe that dove underwater to like, was on the bank and dove in, grabbed it by the neck,
yeah, like drug an alligator or crocodile out of the. That was bad. That's what the internet's all about. That and grape stomp lady.
Hey, how about this? The honey badger video.
Yes,
that's what I made YouTube.
And two
great.
Girls, one cup. No,
no,
oh
no,
not
for me.
My bad.
Yeah. Anyway, why you don't juggle bowling balls is still my favorite video. And, you know.
What about when that little kid went to the dentist and got super high?
I remember seeing that one.
Is this real life? He talked like Harry Potter or something.
That kid was from here.
Was he?
Yeah.
Why did he talk like a British kid?
Because he was high off his ass.
Oh, yeah. I guess that'll do it. Sometimes I talk British when I'm high.
It was a jaguar that took a caiman out of the water.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's a crocodile, right?
I don't know what a caiman is. I know they have their own island.
I know they make a nice boot.
How the heck did we get on this?
The internet lost its luster after Kimbo Slice stopped fighting on it.
Maybe. I don't know. This damn internet. It's not what it used to be. That's all I know.
See, everything changes for the worst.
Maybe we're just getting old.
I think that's part of it. But yeah, I try to change as much as I can with the times. I try to stay in touch. But that's one where I've kind of I'm not on the gram like a lot of people. My dog is, but I'm not. And I don't really do these YouTube things anymore, other than, you know, the classics that I like. I don't like long ass videos either. That's the other problem. But, you know, maybe I'll try to get with them. I don't know. It's kind of hard for me to watch guys like that when I spend all day watching Netflix and everything else. I don't really have time. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Did you see who got the Rona? After
Betty White.
No. Tom Morello's best friend.
Oh, no.
The Nuge got it.
No. He strikes me as a guy who doesn't believe in it.
Well, he didn't. And then he came out and said, I had flu symptoms for the past 10 days. It was so bad, he felt like he was dying.
Damn.
He's 72 and said he could barely crawl out of bed, but he's better now. But it was kind of kicked his butt a little bit.
Jared's right. It was the Charlie Hit Me kid that came home from the dentist. That's who I was thinking of. He is British, not Houstonian.
Yeah, not the kid. David after dentist was one, and then Charlie Bit Me was the other one.
You're right.
Yeah, I don't know the difference between a caiman and a Gurriel.
Gurriel plays for the Astros.
Well, no, he plays for the Blue Jays. His cheating brother plays for the Astros.
Well, he's still, I mean, there's still a Gurriel playing for the Astros.
All right, so the lesser Gurriel. Okay. Definitely. Yeah. I learned something new every day. I did not know that caimans existed.
You didn't know the caimans?
No, I had not heard of those.
You've never heard of a caiman crocodile or caiman boots?
No. I mean, I've heard of the boots, but I didn't know that they were crocodile boots, I guess. Yeah. I've heard of the Cayman Islands. That's it.
Yeah, that video where that jaguar jumps in the water and then comes out with a damn alligator, well, a caiman in his mouth. It's badass.
They inhabit Mexico, Central, and Northern South America, from marshes and swamps to rivers and lakes.
I want to watch that video again.
They are relatively small-sized crocodilians.
Crocodilians.
That can weigh from an average of 13 to 88 pounds, depending on species, with the exception of the black caiman. The black caiman can weigh up to 880 pounds. That's a big-ass jump.
Yeah, my why you don't juggle bowling balls video is still up. And if you've never seen it and you like to get a laugh, because, well, I mean, who doesn't laugh when little kids get hit with bowling balls? See, that's, to me, is what, that's what YouTube is all about, or was all about. Yeah, I guess I'm old. I was afraid they might have taken that down because it is pretty violent. But not that I wish violence on anybody, especially not kids. It's just when something like that happens, it's kind of funny. This is Guy on a Buffalo is a great video. Gharials have an elongated snout. Let's just take a quick break. So Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Yo, get it twisted. This rap is mine. Mother's not a game. What you heard is what you hearing. Listen, it's what you hearing. Listen, it's what you hearing. Listen.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All I can think of is...
do it again.
Gina Carano fighting with
Deadpool.
Back before she got kicked out of all the movies and TV stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to get AJ drunk enough in Vegas to actually do karaoke.
No. You can't karaoke to a song like this because
you can.
There's too much N-word in it.
Yeah, that's a...
You just got to be careful.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So you're going to get me drunk in Vegas?
Just start practicing. See, now.
Yeah, every time you replace it with song.
Let me step in here, and this is why... You in Vegas with us would not be a good idea, because you'd have AJ up there trying to do that song.
Yeah.
I would have AJ up there doing Vanilla Ice.
I'll sing Highwayman.
I will get something.
I was a highwayman.
Well, no, I'd have you do Ice Ice Baby. Perfectly innocent. And you do a good job. And
Thank you. People
would love it. Otherwise, yeah, we're getting kicked out. So I don't want that.
Yeah. White people have to be very careful about karaokeing rap music. Because if the N-word comes out, listen, bro, you ain't by yourself in your Subaru Outback, all right? You're out in public.
Yeah.
You can't just go spitting it just because it's part of a song. It doesn't work for everybody.
So I'm telling you, practice now while you're by yourself in the truck and just replace that with Sucka, and then you'll build muscle memory just like a free throw.
All right.
See, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get drunk and do Vegas, do karaoke in Vegas, but he's going to do Vanilla Ice and Beastie Boys. See? You don't have to worry about that. I'm just saying. Some of us actually think these things through. Because trust me, I've seen white guys get drunk and go do songs like that, and it does not go well.
No.
Some men just want to watch the world burn. Maybe that's what I am.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to improve your jokerdom if that's going to be the case. You know, because The Joker outsmarts everybody. You're not going to outsmart us on that. Sorry. No one wants to get canceled here. 713-780-ESPN. So I kind of thought we were done with soccer talk, but you know, we're talking about soccer fan. I saw this story, and I'm not sure what I think. I'm not sure whether I'm like, good job, fan, or God, you guys are idiots. I'm sure it's pronounced different than the way it's spelled. It's Schalke, which is in Germany. I'm sure it's something like Schalke. I don't do German.
I don't either. I'll go Schalke, though.
Yeah, I think that's probably what it is.
I'll go Schalke. I think I'm going to go Schalke.
All right, Aaron, find out the exact pronunciation for us on this. They lost 1-0 to Armenia.
Ooh, embarrassing.
And that resulted in the team being relegated from the Bundesliga.
Bundesliga,
yeah. They got relegated.
Schalke Bundesliga.
So when they returned home, fans chased some of the players on the stadium perimeters, threw stuff at them.
With pitchforks.
Basically, between 500 and 600 people waited for the team.
So now what league will Schalke be in?
They'll be in like the second division of whatever the league below the
Bundesliga
is. Yeah.
That's so embarrassing.
But yeah, so when players left the team bus, eggs were thrown at them and they were verbally abused. It's their first relegation in over 30 years. They were 2-7-21 on the season.
You want me to say it or do you want this British ESPN FC guy to say it?
We don't have a German who could say it.
I mean, I don't know.
Let's hear him.
Yeah.
And that might just be the goal that sees Schalke shamble out of the top flights.
All right, then. Schalke.
I like it.
Bundish.
But I don't know. I you know, part of me is like, good job, fans, letting them know how much they suck for getting relegated. On the other hand, throwing eggs. I mean, nobody got hurt. It wasn't an assault. But it was, they were just expressing themselves. Not sure how I feel. But, hey, man, that's that passion. Glenn's always talking about the passion of soccer fans.
That's what it's all about.
I'm kind of down with it. Had another Jaguar-related story that Alex Smith actually visited with them. And gave a lot of thought to monitoring Trevor Lawrence and then decided, you know what? Nah, I think I'm going to retire. I'm glad he retired. I think he would have been a good guy to have around him, around Trevor Lawrence, because there's a guy who was drafted number one overall. I'm just glad that he actually quit because I don't need to see that leg again. I don't need to see something like that happen.
Yeah.
Even in practice, you know? I mean, it was a miracle.
He had a good career.
He had a good run. And it was a miracle that he was able to get back, and I'm glad he did, but I didn't need to see him out there again. I felt legitimately worried for him every time he played. And you'd watch, and you see him go down, you're like, don't break. And I'm sure his doctors told him it was okay, but it doesn't mean I like seeing it. At least I thought the Brits had the market cornered on soccer hooliganism. Here comes Germany saying, hold my beer. Dude, every one of the Italian league, they have that kind of stuff going on. I'm pretty sure the Spanish league too. But I mean, hey, they just were unhappy, man. You know, imagine if Texans fan had thrown eggs at them when they came back from hiring David Culley or hiring Nick Caserio.
We wouldn't have blamed them, right?
Yeah, I would have felt like it's not bad. I mean, maybe. I mean, don't hit them with the eggs. So throwing eggs at them and just kind of letting them know, hey, you stink. But you don't want to hit anybody. That's not cool.
Have you ever been hit with an egg?
Yes.
Does it hurt?
Not unless you get it like right in the face really hard, which I managed to avoid. Yeah, we used to do stupid egg fights when we were kids.
I guess I don't know.
Because we had a bunch of chickens. We had way too many eggs. And, yeah, we would throw them at each other.
Yeah, I've never been hit with an egg. I don't know. But I guess it probably doesn't feel great, but All right.
Yeah, it's not something you want.
But people just make a big deal of it. Like it's
No, it's not that big a deal. Yeah, somebody said South American fans killed a damn referee one time. That is true.
I mean, didn't South American fans kill one of their own players who got an own goal?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that's...
I know my soccer history, Bubba.
Yeah, I think Alex Smith will get into the Hall because of his story.
No.
God, no.
He's not
No. No.
He can't even get into the Hall...
They won't even let him visit there. Okay?
Yeah, he's not allowed in the hallway at Canton.
Yeah.
Like he can't even buy a ticket.
KB, only league with no fighting fans is the French. Are we still making French jokes about them not wanting to fight? I thought those were in the 50s. I could be wrong, but. I still think, and it's ironic that it was, I think it's an English woman playing her, but the woman playing the French Canadian chick in that serpent.
Ooh.
That's how, if every French woman looked like that, I'd be in France
Does
tomorrow.
Does she have hairy armpits?
No, she doesn't. She
Remember
shaves.
We always thought all French women had hairy armpits?
That's what I was told.
And it turns out that's just mostly American hippie women that have that.
Yeah. Also a lot of those in that show too. But man, she's smoking hot. 713-780-ESPN. Flea says he's going to throw towels at Deshaun like his beloved Red Raiders fling tortillas on the field next time he goes to a Texans game. Yeah, except I'm pretty sure Deshaun's not going to be there. I think the way this plays out is he probably winds up sitting out most of next season with a suspension.
We were talking about like the best case scenario for Deshaun would be if he gets put on the exempt list and he's actually getting paid. It'd be like a paid vacation.
Yeah.
That would be a nightmare for the Texans.
Yeah, they're having to pay this guy for so he'll have enough money to get more massages.
But the precedent has been set that that's not going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen because basically when it comes to Roger Goodell making unilateral decisions, who knows? But if I had to guess today, they're not going to have this thing resolved anytime before summer. And there's probably a suspension coming. And the Texans are not going to be able to trade him until next year.
Yeah.
And he'll sit out his suspension. He'll report long enough to get his check. And then he'll fake an injury and not play. That's what I think will happen. Or he'll...
I just think he'll be suspended for a year.
Yeah, and that might be the best thing. And then you come back next year and you trade him.
Yo, Adrian, I'm not going to read that tweet.
No. And
I don't like that either.
I'm against that. Just say. I don't need Chewbacca, man. All right. Quick break. Hopefully have Lance Zierlein up next. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5-92.5.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz, and apparently Lance at 5:45 now. So Aaron, yesterday you wanted to get to that flintlock pistol thing in some of the comments. Do you still have that?
I'll have to go find it real quick.
Okay. So. Oh, boy. I guess since we're going to have Lance next segment, I should probably do the gym of the day now.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Panock Jeweler gym of the day.
All right. A young couple was getting married in Florida. And, you know, really we should stop with that because that's a bad idea, right? I mean, young couple, Florida. Courtney Wilson and Shanita Jones invited family and friends to their dream home and estate for their weekend wedding celebration.
That's nice.
Ceremony on Saturday, brunch on Sunday. 16,300 square foot mansion. And yes, it was their dream home and estate.
They didn't own it.
No, they didn't. As a matter of fact,
I knew that was coming.
They didn't even have permission to use it. It had a
bad call.
It had everything: a bowling alley, a swimming pool with a waterfall, a hot tub, tennis courts, a gazebo, and an 800-foot bar.
Nice.
And Wilson said it was God's plan that the couple marry there.
They should buy that place.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they can't afford it, but
well, not now with all the legal fees.
No. But apparently the actual owner, Nathan Finkel, never gave them permission to hold the festivities there. He was stunned when Wilson showed up Saturday morning to set up, and he called police. I have people trespassing on my property, and they keep harassing me, calling me. They say they're having a wedding here, and it's God's message. I don't know what's going on. All I want for it is to stop. And they're sitting at my property right at the front gate now. Two officers
they
told...
That's the craziest part of this story, honestly. I thought, like, the guy was out of town or, you know, it was like a vacation home or something. Like, the guy was home and you tried to have a wedding at his house? Like, that's next level dumb.
Guys.
Basically, two officers told Wilson he would have to leave. He did, and no charges were filed. I don't want to talk about it, he said. But Finkel says he's been trying to sell the property. It's listing it for just over $5 million. I mean, I'm sure that they could have come up with that if God were helping them, right?
Yeah.
But Wilson posed as a potential buyer toward the estate several months ago. And a few months later, he asked if he could use the backyard for his wedding. Nathan said no. That didn't stop them from sending out elaborate invitations detailing their love story, reconnecting 30 years after high school, and how he proposed over pizza on Christmas Eve. These sound like two typical Florida dumbasses.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah. So that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, so you ready to do this now, Aaron?
Yeah.
Now that I've set you up. Okay, I'll let you set this up because you wanted to talk about this, and I do want to talk about it too, but I want you to do
well. Canada's really proud that they, you know, hate guns and people shouldn't own them and all that stuff. Well, the Toronto police and other police departments around the country, like even I think there's one in New York that does it too, they have an entire Twitter account dedicated to guns that they confiscated from people. And yesterday they went viral because they took literally a flintlock pistol, think Pirates of the Caribbean, off of someone and had the balls to tweet hashtag off the streets this week with a picture of a freaking flintlock. And then they got roasted by people who probably don't even know much about guns at the same time of, yeah, I feel much safer. I hope that highwayman that owned this has been flogged, chastised, and firmly secured in shackles.
That's a kind of pistol from Whiskey in the Jar, right?
Yeah.
Yep, that's what you would use.
What kind of streets are they? Cobblestone?
That's not bad.
Yeah. Canada's a little overkill for me.
Well, I to be fair...
If you had done this quicker, maybe Abraham Lincoln would still be alive.
I like that one. That's good. Now, the Toronto, their Twitter thing, they do stuff like this. They also try to be funny sometimes. And I'm sure that's all this was. And, yeah, their handgun laws. I mean, you can, it's very different there, much like it is. Like, it's very liberal, like California is. And, you know, like, there's other parts of Canada where, you know, they're okay with you having guns.
Like the middle of, just like America, right?
It's very similar, yeah. I mean,
the middle is more conservative and the coasts are more liberal?
No, I mean, because Ontario's not really the coast. It's right in the middle. It's more like Western Canada, but then all of BC is a lot like Seattle because it's same environment, same stuff. So it's like the Pacific Northwest, so that one's different. But like Alberta wants to be Texas. And
of course they do.
And then there's, you know, Saskatchewan is also, you know, I don't know much about Manitoba because Winnipeg's there and the wife hates Winnipeg and we can never go there. So I don't know why. I don't know what happened there. But, and why did you say, Fred, will this help you with your CFL picks? I don't think there's going to be a CFL season this year. It's looking pretty bleak. I mean, they're not even, They're back on lockdown in Ontario completely. So, and they're just way behind on getting people vaccinated. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And it kind of, and really, it just depends on where you live up there. I like Toronto. Ontario's too liberal for me in general. But, you know, that's the trade-off. Why would anything want to be Texas? You may move, sir. You know what? Yeah.
I'll march you to the border.
Doing all right here, Bubba.
You know what? Guess who keeps moving here?
Yeah, people like you.
Yeah.
That's the thing that pisses me off the most. When people move to Texas and then bitch about how crappy it is here. And it's like, well, you realize you probably had to move here because whatever crappy state you're from, you couldn't get a real job there. You may want to lighten up on though, this place sucks, because you can actually work here and make some money.
I concur. And by the way, you know what? We're not as
bunch of bitches.
Yeah. Maybe it's not as beautiful here as it is in Colorado.
Hey, man. That it's not as beautiful here as this in Colorado. No, you don't have to say maybe. It's not.
Yeah, I know. Okay. So, but you know what? If you're not a total turd, whatever you want to do, you can find around here in this state. I mean, if you want, there's great fishing here. You can drive out of the city, by the way, and there are some beautiful places around here. No, it's not Colorado, but get your ass out of the city for once. Drive around, go camping. We had great camping. We had great fishing.
Food here better than Colorado.
Food here, well, I'm not comparing it to Colorado. I just picked that out because Colorado is beautiful. But if we're going to do the California thing, by the way, you can afford to live here. You make $1 million in Texas, you're rich. You make $1 million in California, you're on welfare.
you're going to be spinning a sign outside of an apartment complex. Like, yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, and everybody keeps, you know what? Joe Rogan, smart guy. What did he do?
Moved to Texas.
And, yeah, is it balls hot in the summer?
It's not perfect here.
No, we
got our problems, trust me.
And, hey, our politicians suck. It's just a different suck than your politicians. At least our politicians are
kind of... That doesn't mean come here and vote for politicians that you voted for back there.
No, don't bring those with you. Don't bring those with you. Listen, that's the trade-off. We take the fact that we have some real dickweeds here.
There should be a 5-year probation from moving to this state to being able to vote in local elections.
I don't know what the rules are, to be honest.
There's
with you.
Not. I mean, I think once you move here and you claim residence and have a driver's license, you're allowed to.
And yeah.
But there should be a 5-year window where if you move here, you don't get to try to change it immediately. You get to look around and experience it first before you decide, oh, this place sucks. I want it more like where I came from.
And it's funny. Did you see that California was trying to enact some rule where if you move, you still have to pay taxes in California for like 5 years? That's the, you know what? Hey, man, fuck that. As much as I dislike our little tiny governor, I ain't having that stuff happen here. No way. Yes, I wish we had legal weed. Okay.
It'd be nice.
You guys have legal weed, but you know what we have now? Decriminalized weed gets two. And you know what you do with decriminalized weed? You smoke it. And you don't go to jail. So, yes, not as cool, but look at all the other crap we have to put up with. Our electricity sucks. Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Yeah. Listen, we're not saying it's perfect.
Sorry we ain't got your fancy-ass electricity.
Yeah. Oof. Don't they have to do rolling blackouts there all the time?
Every summer.
Yeah, okay. We had one. Oh,
and then the other half of the state catches fire the rest of the summer.
Yeah, we had a bad week, okay? You have a bad life. There's a big difference. Well, it says the beaches are horrible. You know what, though? If you go farther south, there's some nice beaches down there. And really, if you get to Surfside, I don't want to ruin this for all the people who go to Surfside. Surfside's pretty nice compared to Galveston. And, yeah, you get down close to Padre. Some nice water down there. That's part of Texas. Maybe not part of Houston. Part of Texas. All my exes live in Texas. I think they do anyway. I don't know. Maybe not anymore.
All of them? Even the half?
Yeah, even, you know, I don't know where the half is now.
You should look her up on the Facebook.
I don't know if she's on there. I don't look up any. Once I'm done with you, I'm done with you. But this place is, it could be worse. It could be California. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
God bless Texas.
This is the Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN.
ESPN
97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Somebody said 80 degrees in the summer in L.A., NBA and MLB champion. Okay, great. Move your ass back there.
Yeah, again, like...
You know what? You know what you know,
NBA, MLB champion, but I can't get a job.
Yeah.
It's badass, man.
It's the greatest place in the world.
Yeah.
All right.
Can't walk the streets at night, but yeah, let's do it.
Let's go to the greatest draft expert on the planet, the legendary Lance Erline. Follow him on Twitter at Lance Erline. And Lance, we were talking about something earlier and wanted to get your opinion on this, that Mac Jones back to being the favorite to go number three. I kind of feel like there's some value in Trey Lance, and AJ has a theory behind this, but I think I might throw some money on that.
Yeah, if you're getting at least 9-1, in a lot of places it's up to 5, you know, as much as like 5-1. Yeah, I think you are getting value in that. I don't think it's going to be Justin Fields. So Mac Jones is actually that's pretty good value as well. You're getting him like -110. And then, so technically you could play both sides of that. You could play, three units on Mac Jones and then, play a single unit on Trey Lance and, either one of those hits, you're gonna win two units. So it's not a bad thought process.
I guess
Fields gets there and then you're stuck.
I guess the way I'm looking at it is, if the 49ers trading up, like trading away basically their three first round draft picks to move up and get this guy, if you do that, you don't go for the safe play. And Mac Jones feels like the safer of the two plays. He feels like kind of the lower floor, lower ceiling, if you know what I mean. And it doesn't seem like you take a big risk like that to go and play it safe, especially when you've already got a safe quarterback in Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, if you wanted to play it safe, you just play it safe with what you got. You wouldn't give up three drafts to get another safe guy. That doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't make sense to me either. That's why as soon as it went down, I thought they were going Trey Lance, especially because you had a quarterback in place that you could let him learn under. He's a good fit for the offense. Like, to me, it felt like Trey Lance was the pick as soon as it went down. And then I started hearing from people in the know who said it's Mac Jones. And I think they feel pretty solid that it's Mac Jones. I guess the flip side of that would be, do you give up that many draft picks for a guy with a single year under his belt? Like, I'm trying to think of anybody that's even remotely close. I mean, I guess you could say Carson Wentz because he was hurt his senior season. It's the same team, same program, same division, but you did have more, you were able to see him a little bit more. I guess you could say, you could go back to try to say, well, what about Brett Favre? Brett Favre was a gunslinger. That's not really it either because Brett Favre was, and I think Brett went in the second round and, you had kind of gunslinger mentality when Atlanta took him, and that's not really what Tom Holmes was. Not really gunslinger. So it's hard to really comp this to anything other than the fact that his ability is more likely to be high-end than Mac Jones. But I also think you have to take into account Kyle Shanahan's personality, and his personality is probably such that he believes if he can get the right quarterback, and he's the guy that can identify that because he's had MVPs and Super Bowl. He's taken two different quarterbacks to Super Bowls. He's won an Offensive Rookie of the Year award with a quarterback. I really think he probably believes, well, if I get the guy that I isolate as the guy that can turn this offense on, it really, the first round picks don't matter because we can still build a winner with this guy. So I think maybe from I've heard it dubbed arrogance. I think it's extreme confidence. But I think that's the other thing too you have to consider is Kyle Shanahan may think I know better than anyone else what will work with this offense. And if we get the right guy at quarterback, we got enough in place that we're going to be fine. That these first round picks don't mean as much to us.
I guess so, but like I think about if before the 49ers traded up to 3, I didn't hear anyone talking about Mac Jones being a top 10 guy. And then as soon as the 49ers made that deal, all of a sudden it was like Mac Jones is in the mix. I'm like, what? What happened?
Well, Mac would have gone to the Carolina Panthers.
Okay.
So he was going to be a top 10 guy, but only for two teams, I think. But it's hard to say because you didn't hear about it because no one on TV was talking about it, really. No one in the media was talking about it. But that doesn't mean the Chiefs didn't have that guy highly rated and highly regarded. So that's why you see all these flops, how these odds are really just all over the place on the number 3 pick, Mac Jones -150. Then it's all of a sudden it's a good workout from Justin Fields. There's two preview workouts. They show up at the second one. 150 the other way, 130, -130. And then it sways back to Mac Jones, and it's vacillated. They're just going off what they see on TV. Like, Vegas can't get a handle on this. There is no – it's unlike other games where you have data and you work off the data to fine-tune your numbers. You don't have that. This is all conjecture. So that's why I need to make an OnlyFans or a Patreon account where I just give out gambling for the draft and for a combine, and I could – make everyone a ton of money. I don't have an OnlyFans.
You should make one.
Yeah, you should.
And then you could just say.
I should, except the NFL probably wouldn't like it.
You know what you could do is like you could put you could have your mock draft like written out on paper, and then like Deshaun, you could have your crank covering up who the actual pick is going to be, and then just say, hey, if you want to, if you need to move that, you can go ahead and move it if it's in your way, and then make
allegedly, then make
someone move your crank so they can see who the 49ers are going to draft.
Allegedly.
Yeah, you know what? I might know a place where.
It'd be best if you could just go with like Mac, MAC, like because if you put a long name, it's like, oh, that's not great. Maybe yeah. Lance is giving it away, but.
So the. The Justin Fields news about the epilepsy, how much does that affect things? And the teams already know about that.
Well, they knew about it at the medicals. I mean, they didn't know about it before. More than likely, they found out at the combine medicals. So once it was shared with them, now teams know about it. What difference does it make? I don't know if it makes any difference. I think they'll look at what the medicine is. They'll confirm whoever their Dr. Muntz is for the teams. They're looking at quarterbacks. You know, whoever their lead doctor is, they'll talk to him about it. They'll look at, you know, what his history has been. They're going to want to see his history. They're going to want to visit what the medicine is. I read a comment that he's had other people in the family have had it, and they've grown out of it. I thought that was a curious statement. I know I had an uncle, you know, he as far as I know, he still had epilepsy in his 40s. I would imagine. I don't know if it stayed with him, but I guess I never saw him have any seizure, so I guess it's, you know, manageable with medicine. I don't know if that really hurts him, to be honest with you. I think that clearly you're going to go from your doctor now to an NFL team doctor, and they're going to have such great care that I'm not sure that's going to be a huge, huge turnoff for teams, as long as they think it's been managed over the last, you know, 3 years since he's been at Ohio State.
So he's just going to shake it off. So I've been seeing a lot of third-round mock drafts to just see who your Texans might pick. I've seen Peyton Turner from UH as a possibility. I know it's hard to project that far along, but are there some names you could see at 67 that you would be happy to see your beloved Texans pick?
Yeah, Peyton Turner will probably be off the board by then. Third-round guys, I would say, well, I'm going to do this for SportsMap because there's not really – I do this – usually every year I'll have something. And so I'm going to put together an entire Texans primer for SportsMap that people will have to, and then we'll also do it on our show on the bench. But, there's some cornerbacks that I think are in play for the Houston Texans, potentially Kelvin Joseph out of Kentucky could be an early third-round pick. Aaron Robinson from Central Florida, probably a second-round pick, but could fall a little bit there. If they really wanted to, if they're willing to go corner later on, the Texans could look wide receiver. There should be some pretty intriguing wide receivers there, including Amari Rodgers. Now, he doesn't fit the mold of big receiver outside with tons of speed. He's more of an inside wide receiver. He's also talented. He's also consistent. There's a guy in the fourth round I would look at, Cornell Powell, early in the fourth, and Josh Palmer, two guys, Josh Palmer from Tennessee, Cornell Palmer from Clemson. Those are two wide receivers that I think fit the mold of what the Houston Texans will be looking for. There's quite a few wide receivers, fourth, fifth, and even sixth round, who have size and speed. And this year's draft, just not great hands. You had Will Fuller. And so if you're willing to work with somebody with hands and hope they get better, because Will Fuller's hands did get better, just couldn't keep them on the field, I think you can attack wide receiver potentially in the fourth round or beyond. But defensive line, it's not a good defensive line draft this year, but there are some, there are some potential picks there. One of the most intriguing is a guy out of Vanderbilt, Deo Idabiengo, I believe was his last name.
That works for me. Yeah.
Yeah, it's close enough. He tore his Achilles, so that's a big concern, but this guy's a freak show. Like, he's 270 pounds, long arms, he's a total actor when he plays out on the field, and he would have been a potential late first round pick had he not gotten hurt. There were some teams kind of sneaky liked him, and now he could fall into the early fourth or late third. And so if you're the Texans, he's a guy that you may have to kind of baby for the first year, but you're willing to get on the roster because of the upside. I think his upside is I've got a pretty good grade on him. I think his upside is second-round talent, which is what I have on him today. And so he's the kind of guy that if you can trade back, if you're Nick Caserio, and I think the Texans have two-thirds, if I remember correctly, but if you trade back and give yourself a little bit more draft capital, then that's the kind of guy that you can say, all right, you know what, we're going to stash him because we know that he's a better value than where we're going to get him. So because defensive line is going to be a need for the Texans, there's no question. Defensive line, cornerback, wide receiver, potentially safety, those are the big ones. And then you can look for running back in round six is where you can just look to stack one on the roster and see what you can do with them.
All right, that's Lance Erline. You can hear him on the bench Monday through Friday. You can follow him on Twitter at Lance Erline, and getting close to his big week. So, Lance, appreciate you taking the time as always, and one more week, man.
Yep, one more, and one more, and I'll be
a free man
writing articles about who had the best drafts and draft grades. Because nothing's better than grading a test that's never been taken.
All right, that's Lance Erline. We'll talk to you next week, bud.
All right, we'll see you guys.
All right, I got to tell you guys about Stars Poker Club. It's a new poker house up on the north side, Veterans Memorial, just north of the Beltway. And games are happening now. They got No Limit Hold'em. They got Omaha. And it's just a great atmosphere. It's like playing with a bunch of your buddies. There's no door fees. They've got free food and beverages, friendly atmosphere. They got a professional staff, the GM, Bobby. He and his staff, they're knowledgeable, they're passionate about poker, and if you let Bobby know that I sent you there, you get a free $25 on your first $100 buy-in. Check out their website at starspokerclub.com, figure out what time the games are, things like that, or give them a call, 281-272-6209. Like I said, No Limit Hold'em, Omaha, they're running now, and if you tell them AJ sent you, you'll get a free $25 on your first $100 buy-in. They're on Veterans Memorial, just north of the Beltway, and again, starspokerclub.com, or give them a call, 281-272-6209 for Stars Poker Club.
Tripping, why you laughing?
Nah, that's fucked up, bro. You ain't had to bring the kids into it.
You know I ain't come to play, let's get it. Snapping.
ESPN 97.5.